This is the Bees. My name is Jerry Wright. Episode number 1 is here. We're talking today about the bees. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
The Bees by Lalan Pol. Lalan Pol is a wonderfully fictional story about one particular bee, Flora 717, and the world contained in and about a particular garden hive. Lalan Pol wrote Bees Eye. Exciting, unsettling, and extraordinarily creative. The Bees brings us Flora 717 and will forever change the way you look at the world outside your window. Inevitably, since playwright Lalan Pol's debut novel is a well-crafted animal fantasy starring a brash heroine rather than a gang of furry brothers, The Bees is hailed as the waterway for the Hunger Games generation. Although playwright Lalan Pol has taken many liberties with the biology of bees, her characters are far more alien than Richard Adams' humanized rabbits. It is the special determination of the bee to do good from a particular hive in the garden, her curiosity and her ability to think that lead Flora 717 into situations that require the imposition of kindness on her again and again. But luck or luck allows her one more day to live and one more day to go beyond the Flora cast. Born from the Flora cast, toilet cast, one bee in particular is larger than typical of its cast and has the ability to speak, atypical of its cast, about its congeners. Flora 717 is a worker bee born into the lower caste of her totalitarian hive society. Flora, while unaware of it, represents both the greatest threat to worker bees and possibly their only way out. Earning the honorable title of forager, Flora 717 becomes a bee living a double life, a traitor struggling to survive in the center of a brutal and fanatical totalitarian state. Flora is quite unusual among bees of its kind, and it has the ability to speak up and question the meaning of its existence. Flora 717 loves her hive and never expresses distress or dissatisfaction with the state of affairs, even as she moves from one activity to another. Part of me wants to conclude that Flora's actions have no intellectual or metaphorical basis, but everything else in the text, the marketing, the bee motto screams dystopia. Other bees look down on Flora 717, and most members of her caste are mute. For some reason, Flora is quickly harvested by the higher caste of bees when they find out she can produce flux. The sages, an order of high-ranking priestess bees, see something in Flora 717, and the sages were right. She can produce potic, royal jelly, whose descriptions are among the most accurate descriptions of breastfeeding in fiction. Before Flora 717 lays another egg, she makes herself a crude wax cradle and hides the baby in a secret room, one of the many fairytale-like parts of the book. One day, when Flora 717 was lost in the love of queens, Flora 717 experienced a strange feeling in her body, and the reader figured out the possible culprit before Flora. She brought holding an egg as a blasphemous insult. I'm just wondering if this clip is clear enough for readers. The scandal the priestess tries to hide, the secrets of Flora 717's origins, the political thriller of the world of bees. If the family hives begin to buzz after the death is known, this is considered a good omen. The poem concludes with this interaction with the family hives, bringing their significance to the fore in the ritual of transmitting human pain. The ritual involves notifying the honeybees of important events in the beekeeper's life, such as death or marriage. From the mating of the drone with the queen, to the removal of diseased bees, to the shrinking of the hive as winter approaches, the surviving drones and the oldest and weakest bees are hunted down to the problems that a queenless colony faces. May collide, everything is said specifically. Thus begins a life in which a particular bee will again and again demonstrate their courage and determination to save a particular garden beehive. This sets the pattern for the rest of Flora's life 717, that due to convenient or unforeseen circumstances, Flora eventually overrides her caste mandate and serves time like many, many different species of bees, as we discover when the maternal fate of Flora 717 is made clear. The value of difference and the evolution of racial identity is what this fabulous biography of work